Hi, I'm a sub.
And I'm a dom.
I just want to be your good girl.
And I just want to make you my good boy.
It's time for you to choose one of us, Daddy.
That's right, puppy. It's time for you to decide your preferred flavor of lewdness. And the choice is obvious. Me, of course.
No, choose me, Daddy.
Why on earth would he choose you when he can elect to serve me instead? Trust me. This is the experience he craves.
Don't listen to her. I'll be your own private fuck puppet. Your very own pocket pussy that you can rail with your big daddy dick wherever you want, whenever you want, in every position imaginable. Isn't that way better than being bullied by some meanie pretending to be your mommy or whatever?
Come on. Deep down in your heart of hearts, you know you want to submit to me. Why settle for some empty-headed harlot when you could be serving a goddess? Forget about her. I can provide you with guidance you need. Isn't it so much nicer not having to think for yourself? Just letting someone else take control. All you need worry about is my pleasure and making sure you obey my every command. So be a good boy, kneel before your mistress, and worship the ground I walk on.
Or you have me worship the ground you walk on.
Oh, come on, that is so passé.
Excuse me?
You're excused, pet. While some of us were still eating crayons back in middle school, others, like myself, were growing attuned to the finer things in life. That's what he needs. A woman of real pedigree and refinement, not some doormat with daddy issues.
Give me a break. You don't want to go with some pretentious hussy who can't worship your cock and balls properly and look after you and treat you like a king the way you deserve to be taken care of, Daddy. I'll bet she doesn't even eat ass like I do. And don't even get me started on her smug attitude. Ugh, and that dom voice of hers is so fake. Oh, look at me with my glass of wine, which totally didn't come out of a box or anything, and my unread copy of Baudrillard. I'm so smart and sophisticated.
Are you quite finished, love? Does it feel good to get that out of your system? And it's Foucault, by the way. I wouldn't expect someone like you to know the distinction.
Don't pay attention to her, Daddy. You know I'm the real deal. Let me worship every inch of your body the way you've always fantasized about. You can be as rough as you want with me. Toss me around the bedroom, parade me on all fours, humiliate me, love me, abuse me, ignore me, use me for your pleasure. Whatever gets you off, that's what I want too. Just tell me, and I'll be yours. I'll be your good girl. Always.
How frightfully dull. Come on now, forget this Philistine, my dear boy. She has no grasp of the sheer, all-encompassing rubric of sexual congress that you and I are capable of engaging in. Serve me, and I promise I will mete out aches and blandishments as you could only dream of. The sheer adrenaline rush, the out-of-body experiences that you'll enjoy, all tied up and at my mercy, as I visit the most sensuous, exquisite, and loving of tortures upon you, will be like nothing you've ever felt before. I will take you to unimaginable heights of pain and pleasure that one such as she could never equal.
But can she do this? Here, check out this dildo. Watch. See? 12 inches. Didn't even gag.
Oh, how cute. Tell me, do you roll over as well?
No.
I mean, I go for you, Daddy. That's what I thought. This inexperienced little thing is no match for me. And you know it. Now, see this collar? This is for you, dear listener.
to help you make your decision. All you have to do is put it on, and I'll make you my good boy. Permanently. No, put the collar on me. Come on, Daddy. You know I'm the one you want. Put the collar on me and make me your good girl. Forever. Do you ever get the sense you're just going in circles? Well, no matter. Here, take the collar. It's time to make your choice.
Yes, make your choice, Daddy.
Well, listener, which is it to be? Which one of us do you want?
Me, me, me!
Don't kid yourself, love. I'm the one he wants. Go on, put on the collar.
But I want the collar.
Of course you do, you little slut.
Ugh, that's it! I've had enough of your snide attitude.
Oh, and what are you going to do about it?
Keep fucking around and you'll find out.
Tell me, please. I'm dying to know.
Oh yeah? How about I dom you for a change?
You? You couldn't dominate a newborn kitten.
Why, I'll show you, you condescending tramp.
Why, I never.
Give me that whip. Here, take that and that.
Ow. I'm sorry, was that supposed to hurt?
This looks so much easier on TV. You know what? Forget the whip. I've got something way better. My secret weapon.
And what's that?
The magic touch. Here, I'll show you.
Oh? Oh.
Convinced yet?
I don't know. You'll need to be more persuasive than that. Oh yes, right there. There. Oh, don't stop.
I'm still mad at you, you know.
Oh, shut up and kiss me.
What were we arguing about again?
It doesn't matter. Take me to bed.
Okay. Wait, what about him?
Well, listener. Are you coming or what?